Hi, I'm Janet Shields Scott, and you're listening to What's Hot with Janet Shields Scott, a lifestyle talk guide with expert advice on beauty, wellness, fashion, real estate, entertainment,
and fun celebrity secrets.
I am so excited about today's guest, Alton Weeks. He is so inspiring to listen to as a speaker. He went from military veteran to singing backup for Mariah Carey. He's going to give us a little bit of the lowdown on that. He is now a juice therapist who owns his own organic juice company called Selfal Organics. He's going to talk about his heart attack diagnosis and how he ended up losing 100 pounds. But first, let's listen to our inspiring quote for today. Time is like a river. You cannot touch the same water twice, because the flow that has passed will never pass again. Enjoy every moment in life. Sports fans, PassPros.com has it all. Baseball, basketball, hockey, and soccer. Get autographs and memorabilia direct from former pro athletes. Don't forget to check out the upcoming events page for special events near you. PassPros.com offers t-shirts, athletic gear, artwork, vintage cards. Log on to PassPros.com. Hello, Alton Weeks. How are you? You are what's hot today on Janet Jill Scott podcast.
That's fantastic. I'm so excited to be here and to talk to you and to just share my experience. And thank you for inviting me. I am humbled.
It's truly a pleasure to have you because I just love juicing. So,
really? That's good.
Yes. Okay. So I'm excited to have you. But I love your story. From Navy veteran and background vocalist for Mariah Carey to chief juicing officer at Selfal Organics.
Yes, yes, yes. What a journey. What a journey.
Yes, I must say.
Yeah.
Tell me about it.
So yeah, I'm a combat Navy vet. So I've
thank you for your service.
You're welcome. I was in the service for over 10 years.
Wow.
And I was stationed, most of the time I was stationed in Charleston, South Carolina. And there I really kind of honed my skills in terms of my culinary. And because I was a chef in the Navy during that time. And I got the chance to travel around the world, experience with different ingredients and foods. But even before the Navy, I was always doing things in the arts. You know, I grew up in church, so I always sang in the church choir. And then I had friends that were doing background and session work for different musicians. And just as I was leaving, things started to get really hot in terms of what my friends were doing and what sessions they were doing and the people that they were working with. And I would come home on break and try to get in some of those gigs. And as my time was winding down from the service, you know, I was always in touch with my friends, asking them, hey, what's going on? I'm getting ready to get out. You know, I'm going to need something to do. They said, well, we got a couple of things happening. They
said, chef.
Yes. They said, we got a couple of things happening. And you might, you know, I said, well, what's first? They said, well, we got a gig with George Michael. Are you interested? I said, yeah. So my first professional gig was with George Michael on his Father Figure tour at Madison Square Garden where it started.
Fantastic. What a great first way to start.
Yeah. And then that experience led to the introduction to work with Mariah Carey. And that was a wonderful experience because Mariah is one of those artists that you see, and she's the type of artist that hangs out with you, will laugh, joke with you. She's not standoffish. We didn't see George Michael until we got on stage. Mm. No rehearsal with him, no nothing. But Mariah is the complete opposite. She's going to be in those rehearsals. She's tight about how the oohs and ahs are going to be behind her. So she's always there and always a part of the process. So the experience was great for me. And then, you know, I went on.
How long were you with Mariah?
For about 3 years, I was with Mariah. Because mm-hmm. my friend Daryl Douglas at the time, he had a group out of Queens, and he would get a bunch of us together, and we would do background for different artists. So that was anywhere from Jonathan Butler, Vanessa Bell Armstrong, the George Michael I told you, and then that big one came, was with Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. So it was a fun experience. And then after that, I just started doing my own thing, traveling around the world, going to Amsterdam and Germany and different places, doing my own thing. And got tired.
You mean in terms of singing?
In terms of singing, yes. In terms of singing. Got tired of really doing a lot of oohs and ahs, but it was really because I was probably homesick and I got tired of living in and out of hotels, and I kind of wanted to come back home or come back to the United States and just be still for a second. So I started to develop a skill that I always had, which was greeting card design. See, I grew up in a home where my mom always gave my sisters and I cards as a way to stay in touch with family and friends.
Nice.
And we did that, you know, she would give you a card if you try to dye your hair and it didn't work out. She'll give you a card, said, you know, try the other color. You know, she was always giving a card. And people always remember her for her cards. So I just started creating them myself in my bedroom, folding them in half, gave them to friends and family. And one thing I tell other artists.
You illustrated on the cards as well?
No, this was more embellishing. So taking objects, taking pieces of torn paper or cut fabric, and applying it and making different art pieces, because they were in fact art pieces, because most of my stuff always sold in museum stores, high-end retailers, resorts, and hotels. So, you know, and I did that until this wonderful technology came out called the phone. And once that came out, people said, hey, I don't need to buy a card because I can send an instant message right here. So yeah. that business started to die, and I needed to pivot it some way. And I wasn't sure what I was going to do, but of course it was going to be in the art some way, somehow. And I went back to school to Fashion Institute of Technology, where I got my undergrad degree, BFA in exhibition design and visual presentation. So that's somebody that creates the look and feel of when you walk into an exhibition. What does the color look like? What does the font, the text for people to read? Should it be dim light? Should it be bright light? So that's what an exhibition designer does. Wow. So I still freelance in that area because that's what my background is in, you know?
It sounds very therapeutic as well.
Yes, it is therapeutic. For me, it is, especially someone coming from war and being in a traumatic situation and seeing people die. It is therapeutic for me. And not a day that goes by that I don't do something creative, whether scribbling in my book, or maybe singing in and out of the shower, or just doing something that is gonna kind of brighten my day.
And so how did Selfful or Organics come about?
Well, Selfful started because, you know, traveling that around the world, you do a lot of partying, you do a lot of eating out, because you're not cooking in all these places, you know? So one, all these places, especially in Italy, with all that pasta, you know, I started to put on a lot of weight. And so when I came back to the States, one of my favorite things I loved to go get was the 2-for-1 quarter pounders at McDonald's. Why am I over there at 2:30 in the morning? Why is there a 24-hour McDonald's close to me? But I would show up to get my burgers, and I would eat them, not knowing that, hey, brother, this is probably doing more damage to you. But I gained weight. I got as big as 293.
And how tall are you?
I'm 5'11". Yeah, I was 293, and with the weight brought other problems like inflammation, heart disease, chronic pain, sleep apnea, high cholesterol, borderline diabetes. So I had all these things going on and couldn't understand what was happening until one day at school, doing a portfolio review, I started to feel this pain. And I was like, what is this pain? You know, so if you never had a heart attack before, you don't know what to look for. You know what I'm saying?
Where was the pain?
The pain was so excruciating in my chest. And I was like, you know, I said to myself, you felt the same pain on Tuesday, but it went away in like 5 minutes. So I'm thinking in my head, oh, this is going to go away in 5 minutes. So I'm doing my portfolio review. I'm there with my professor, the dean of the school, and another adjunct professor. And we're talking about my process and how did I come about with my ideas. And the pain is getting more severe. And slowly but surely, my voice is getting more shallow. And I find myself on my knees in front of my professors, still flipping through my book. Not one person saying, Alton, are you all right?
You're kidding.
Do you need a moment? Do you want some water? Should we stop and pause? Not one person. So I went through the process. After I finished with the review, I sat outside the room of where they were interviewing us for our portfolio. And I was squirming back and forth in the chair. My chairperson of my department comes up, you did a fantastic job. I'm still squirming.
Oh my God.
Still noticing, hey, are you okay? So something tells me, you gotta make your way up the steps. So I took my time to get up the steps, which really took 25 minutes to climb one flight of steps.
Well, why did you say something to them though? Also, like, hey, look.
Exactly. Like, I need help, but because I'm thinking about, hey, 5 minutes, this is going to go away. But knowing, hey, we're on 20 minutes now, I sit up in the auditorium. Some said, you need to walk down the hall to get you some help to see security. And I did that, walked this long hallway, finally told them, I think I'm having a heart attack. Ambulance came, rushed me to Bellevue, and nothing like a good trauma hospital. You know, nothing like the good, best trauma hospital. They worked, said, yes, you're having a heart attack. So cell food started because I had that cardiac event. And I wanted to find a way to heal myself naturally after my cardiologist put me on 7 medications and said I would be on those medications for the rest of my life. That's not something I could wake up to.
Right. But what brought you to the juicing part? Because you can eat healthy with vegetables and salmon grilled or something, but what brought you to the juicing part of it?
What brought me to the juicing part of it is because I know that plants and fruit have information embedded in their DNA that heals our bodies, our human bodies, on a cellular level. the foods that we eat have to be digested.
When yeah, you I guess you can probably gain some of that knowledge from being a chef, because yeah. a lot of people still wouldn't understand that.
Right. But when you juice, you take out that process of digesting your food and you skip it, and the food, the juices are absorbed more quicker. So the nutrients, the vitamins, the minerals, they get absorbed much quicker, bypassing the digestion part, allowing your body to rest and begin the healing process. And Cellful was born during the pandemic when we were all just trying to stay alive. I said, wow, I've already been on this journey. Why don't I start showing people what I've been doing and how I lost weight? And that's what I showed. And when I slapped the label on the bottle, because I was doing the juices all through the pandemic, no one said nothing. Of course, they loved them. They said, oh, I'm going to try that. But once I slapped the label on it, it brought it into the physical realm. And everyone's like, I want that. And we've been selling ever since.
So what was the combination that you started with when you first started juicing that you felt made you want to experiment with more combinations? What juice combination did you use in the beginning?
So my first juice combination, because I had no background in nutrition or being a dietitian, so I said, let me go to the store, the supermarket, and let me just pick the things that are the same color. Now, I didn't know what it was going to do. I said, let's just pick everything that's green. I got some kale. I got a cucumber. I got some parsley. I got mint. I got some ginger, Granny Smith apple, and a pineapple. And I said, let's see what happens with this. Because I knew if it wasn't good, taste good, that I wouldn't drink it. So the pineapple gave it enough natural sweetness that I was able to drink my fruit and vegetable. Like in each one of my bottles, it's 3 to 4 pounds of fruit and vegetable. I couldn't eat that on a regular plate, but I can drink it.
That's true. And then also you can't put all that in a blender and blend it up.
Right, right. So once I did that combination, I started doing that and I started noticing more results. And then when I would go to my physician, my cardiologist, he said, what are you doing? I said, well, number one, I stopped taking your chemicals. I didn't call it medicine to him. I said, I stopped calling it chemicals because
You said seven different medications.
Seven different medications he gave me that he said I would be on for the rest of my life. I just couldn't wake up, Janet, and say, hey, let me take these seven and be reminded that I had this condition. I knew I had to find a way back to eating, E-D-E-N, to heal myself. And he said, you know what? In all my years of practicing cardiology, which is 30 years, you're the only patient that has reversed this. So I said to him, I said, so is that a cry for help or are you bragging? I said, because you should be saying I've helped other many, many people. I said, and I don't see you saying that. I said, because the medication you gave me, one of the pills, I told him, I said, I researched it. One pill has 8 side effects.
I know, right?
I'm like, what the heck? So take this, but create other problems.
I know with family and others and myself, I look at that, like you said, the side effects. It's like, hey, I'll be worse off if I take this.
Yes, if I take this, but it can possibly make your liver not work or your kidney fall apart or your toe go backwards. You know what I'm saying? All kind of crazy stuff. So I told him, I'm going to take the medication, but I'm also going to try something else. I said, and that's one of the things I tell my clients when I am coaching them, that at least have the conversation with your doctor, tell them what you're least thinking about. I said, but you got to be also willing to push back on people who just went to school, saw many cases, and they got a degree for it. And I told my doctor, I had to try something different. I said, well, that wasn't working for me. And this is, I said, well, since you see my results, you've taken me off all my medications, why don't you write a note for me? And this is the note he wrote. I have been caring for Alton for several years as his cardiologist. His story is inspirational. After he had a cardiac procedure, he was determined to improve his heart health through diet and exercise. Through his strict attention to exercise and eating a plant-based diet, he has successfully reversed his health challenges and has lost over 100 pounds. I am convinced that his dietary program has helped him to prolong his life and greatly enhances cardiac wellness.
And so you changed your eating as well as exercising.
That was the big thing, because one thing about me, I love a brisket. Okay. I love a brisket, but I had to change my diet. And what I tell people, I went plant-based. I don't consider myself vegan because, number one, I still got leather shoes. I like leather shoes and leather belts. So, you know, I'm not a vegan, because veganism is for the protection of all animals. I but still like
meat. You eat any meat at all?
I don't eat meat. I don't eat meat. Mm-hmm. I don't eat nothing with a head on.
Okay, poultry or anything? Or
no.
No fish either?
No. Mm-hmm. I eat food how it's grown. So I'm not vegan because I don't eat a lot of processed food. I don't want something created to look like something I said I don't want. I said I don't want chicken, so why I want to get something that says unchicken, non-chicken?
No,
right? I don't play those kind of games with myself.
Because you look at the chemicals, I look at the ingredients, and I was like, well, I don't even know what this is in here. Exactly. Yeah.
I think.
And then also, you're a certified juice therapist. Now, what's a certified juice therapist?
So a certified juice therapist is just someone that study the power of juicing in human bodies. You learn what combinations go together, ingredients, and how to create a juice plan for those that are interested in detoxing, cleansing, and restoring their body system. See, a juice cleanse is simply the effective removal of waste in the body that has accumulated over time. And that can be from improper diet, consumption of preservatives and additives found in processed food, to residual effects of pharmaceuticals. But also it could be from the buildup of pollutants in the environment. So the goal of a juice cleanse is simply to alkalize our body, you know, to balance the acidity. So when someone comes to me, because I'm a juice therapist, I ask them a number of questions in terms of a juice plan, to get to a juice plan that might be working, that might be best for them. Some people lose weight.
How far into your juicing did you become a juice therapist, certified juice therapist?
I think this is my second year of being a juice therapist.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But I think that when people come, it's always good to be intentional and to kind of have a goal. What do you see for yourself?
Right.
You know, have a goal, be intentional, but know that it's possible for you. And look at me. I was 293. I was a size 56 size suit. That's big for a man.
Yeah.
56, you know, and today I'm 183.
Okay.
I'm 3 pounds away from the weight I was when I was in the Navy. I was over 180 in the knee.
Yeah, and I was reading in your bio where it was saying that a Harvard study revealed that 2/3 of the U.S. is overweight. So mm-hmm. I can see you wanting to make this your journey in terms of helping people with, like you said, diabetes or heart disease, but of course, first discussing it with their doctors. And then you said that you eat no, what if some people don't want to give up meat? What would you suggest?
I would suggest, number one, I tell people there's no one juice plan for everybody. It's an individual walk. So what worked for me might not work for you. So start out, what is something that you can give up, I tell people? What is one thing? Because one of the things you want to begin to lower your intake of animal products because you want to put in foods that are alive. That's how you reverse foods that are alive. So our plants, our fruits, our vegetables, our barks, our herbs, our spices, these are things that are alive, that have DNA, that have information in their DNA that correlates to ourselves. That's how we rebuild. Mm-hmm. So I say to people, what do you want to do? I always tell people, are you open to the idea of doing like a meatless Monday? Because a lot of people can't go cold turkey. I was a cold turkey dude. I could go cold turkey, Janet, because one of the reasons is I also follow this school of thought called eat right for your blood type. You ever heard of that
book? Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have a friend that does that. He works with people on that basis.
And I like that.
Yeah, but he was saying that my blood type, I'm supposed to eat meat, and I haven't eaten meat in like 30 years. So, and I can't see myself eating meat. But right. I eat fish. My problem is sugar. Ice cream or cake, especially emotional eating. Oh, I deserve this cake today because this happened or whatever.
It's true. It's all of those things. But you got to choose like, hey, I want a piece of cake. I tell people, you can reward yourself. Reward yourself. Just don't over reward yourself. But getting back to the eat right for your blood type, I like that school of thought as opposed to vegan. Because when you do vegan and people blanket that, everybody can't do that or everybody don't want the processed food. The good thing about eat right for your blood type, it still comes down to you with your blood type. What I like to say, you can't put the same gasoline in the same car. Mm-hmm. So blood type A. Blood type A functions better on a vegetarian vegan diet. Mm-hmm. So that is easy. Like, I don't miss meat if I don't have it. So mm-hmm. I don't miss. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, see, I'm O. So he was saying,
gotta eat meat.
Well, but I don't. I can't. It's just too, it makes me feel sluggish.
Right. So what do you do in that case?
That's why I eat fish.
Okay. So that helps you, the fish. And you can do fish and poultry.
Because then. I did try to go straight vegan and I found it. I couldn't, one of my girlfriends, she was a straight vegan, but I couldn't do it because I just wasn't supplementing my protein properly. So I just went back to eating fish. So that's what I do.
No, so that's good. And you find that works for you, right?
Yeah. My problem is the sugar.
Sugar, people don't realize sugar is one molecule away from heroin.
It is. It's a drug.
It's a serious drug. You know what I'm saying?
It is. It's really the culprit of a lot of things in our system. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you just got to try to bring it down because there are addictions on everything. People don't realize it's not just substance abuse. It's foods, too. You know?
Yes. Yes. All right. So you also say embrace the journey, be patient with yourself, and understand lasting changes take time.
Yeah. And know that you're on this journey. It didn't take you an hour to gain all that weight. It was over time. So you're working it kind of backwards. But what most people don't do, they don't identify what's going on in their life that's making them eat. Maybe somebody told you wasn't good enough. They started chipping away at your character and you held on to that. and you probably looked at yourself and said, maybe I'm not good enough. Or somebody didn't tell you they love you. And that's why I tell people, if you look in the mirror in the morning and tell yourself, I love you, then you don't have to wait for nobody else to validate it for yourself, because you already done it for yourself. Stop looking for validation outside of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you already have it. So the journey can be sweet. And I tell people, it don't have to be hard. It's a journey, but it's a delicious journey. And I wouldn't give this journey up. I love my journey. I love the story because I'm able to help other people see themselves, you know, see themselves, say, hey, you got diabetes, start juicing. Because what you're doing when you juice, you flood your body with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals. That's what you're doing. You flood it. So I tell people, create a ritual. And my ritual, when I get up in the morning, which is usually at 4, to be at the gym at 5, I come back, do my prayers and meditation, and then I juice.
And how long did it take you to lose the weight?
I would say probably over a year.
Okay.
And I gain weight, like if I fall off, hey, I ate too much pasta, I had too much bread, because I do love bread. Mm. The bread is my serious downfall. I love going to a bakery, getting different breads. Mm-hmm. So I gotta watch that bread. So what I learned to do, get sourdough bread, get bread that's still alive. You see what I'm saying?
It's supposed to be really good for you. So, yeah.
So yeah, I don't really like that Ezekiel bread, okay. But I like sourdough though.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, now can you find your juices in stores?
So Cellful is an online-only e-commerce business. And we do it online because we're able to ship. So let's say you order the juice, right? That juice will get made, we flash freeze it, and we ship it next day here.
Okay.
So we ship all over. We aren't in any store, but our goal is, as we continue to grow, is to put our stuff on the shelves of the Whole Foods, the Trader Joe's, the Wegmans of the world.
And what are your social handles and your website where people can read more about your journey and also find your juices?
So the website for Cellful is Cellful Organics, and that's CellFUL Organics with an S .com. My social handle on Facebook is Alton Weeks, AltonWeekes. That's on Facebook. On Instagram, it's Cellful Cold Press. And people can find me there. They can connect with me. They can see what I'm doing.
Yeah, you have several different types of juices also.
Oh, yeah. It's not just the Green Belly. We have over 30 products, and we have different juice plans. We got a one-day juice plan. We got a three-day juice plan. We got our seven-day juice plan, which is our bestseller. And then we got our monthly subscriptions that people tap into. So it depends what your goal is for yourself.
Okay. Now, Alton, with you being a singer, did you come up with a jingle for Cellful?
It's funny. I haven't. I haven't. Would you believe I haven't? I don't have a jingle yet for Cellful.
Oh, I was going to ask you to sing your jingle.
I don't have one for it yet. It's like I need one for Cellful.
Yes, you do.
But yeah, I'm gonna do that. I didn't even think of that, Janet.
Are you kidding? I can't believe it. As much as you said you used to sing in the shower and sing in the house, probably in the car, everywhere. All right. Thank you so much. Is there anything you want to leave us with, Alton?
No, just know that you are always where you're supposed to be. Always know you are always where you're supposed to be. And take the time to look at yourself through different lenses and know that you are brilliant. You are fine. You are perfect. I always tell people, always support yourself first before looking for other people to support you.
Yeah, come up with some good affirmations.
Yes, when you do it, then the world will show up as well. The universe will conspire and meet you halfway. And that's my story.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. You have given us some wealthful information to think about and to log on to get some of those delicious juices.
Yes. Thank you, Janet. I appreciate the time and thanks for having me.
Let's take a moment to relax. Take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale. Again, inhale and exhale. One more, inhale and exhale. As you go throughout the day, stop, take a pause, chill, and relax. Please keep in mind that all things which are impossible with man are possible with God.
You've been listening to What's Hot with Janet Shields Scott Podcast, a division of Janet the Beauty Style, your lifestyle guide to fitness, beauty, fashion, wellness, real estate, and entertainment. You can follow me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube for more exciting information. Log on to JanetTheBeautyStyle.com.